Chafetz Chaim, one of his sforim that he was mechaber, is called Ahavas Yisroel. We have to know, I want Betzim to speak about this inyan, in our Ashkofe wise, but in Mekabah from Rav Shach a couple times, that when things happen in the world, when things happen surround Yidden, our job is to be metaken ourselves. Sefer Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, said that when a yeshiva bocher goes without a hat and jacket in Shabbos, so a student in Paris smokes a cigarette. If it happens, you know, I know normally yeshiva bochim don't have this aveira, but I'm sure not in our yeshiva. But a yeshiva bochim that goes without a hat and jacket and Shabbos, a student in Paris smokes a cigarette. You're right, there's no aveira to go without a hat and jacket. But if you go without a hat and jacket and Shabbos, not say a guy that at his wedding goes also without a hat and jacket, there's no tain on him. Yeah? Some people, the Moshe, don't own it. Say that. Some people don't own a black yarmulke, no problem. You're allowed to not to own a jacket. But when you own a jacket, and when you have a wedding, you wear a jacket, and in Shabbos you go without a hat and jacket, it means you don't feel that 24 hours in Shabbos, Holy Shabbos, Eilike Shabbos, Lichtike Shabbos, you don't feel it, yeah? So when you have that chisolim, so the student in Paris smokes the cigarette. That's what Rabbi Salanter gives up. When we see people having opposite from Ahavas Yisroel, our job is not, you know, to scream back, to put yellow stuff on stuff, all different zachen. It's not our job. Our job is to fix the Ahavas Yisroel, to check ourselves. Where's the hat and jacket that we are not wearing that is causing them to have a sinas Yisroel? This is the real avoida of a benteira. And it's not a avoida, you know, to put up signs, oh, lo mechazik zayin ba'avas Yisroel, lo mechazik zayin in the Indian from sinas chinov that I want to speak about. This is the person himself. The person checks himself. Shteva had written a letter. This is our job. When a person sees that there's a problem, a person says, "Bishvili nivro oilom." If I will be a better yid, and if I will be metuken in what I have to be metaken, the other things will not happen. I don't need help. I don't need to change the world. I need to change myself. And one yid that does it in the right way, b'meila the whole thing changes. So the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Ahavas Yisroel brings down, he has five prokim, and I want to go duch. Chofetz Chaim starts in the Perek Aleph, Godla Ovoin Shel Sinas Chinom. There's a avera that is called Sinas Chinom. Sinas Chinom. So Chofetz Chaim says, first it's a lav day reise, leisis ne sochicho bilvovecho. Is a lav? And as a mitzvah, he brings down the obvious to Rab Nosson. Al toimar leze, Yisroel ani oyev, leze ani soyne. Ehev es hachachomim, sno es haamiratzim, Elohev es kulom. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down that a person that has the love of leisisno es hachicho bilvovecho, is one of the worstest aveiras that a person could have. So the statement's for him that every aveira that a person does, the aver that he does the aveira with, gets ruach atume. Person looks where he doesn't have to look. His eyes become tome. Person talks dvorim asurim. His mouth becomes tome. Till the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really had to create the person with two mouths. One to learn, and want to speak, because in the one that you speak, it's hard to learn. like the Gemara, if we would give him two, he would speak in both Lashon Hara. So the man is not the Yalis. That's what the Gemara answers. But Be'etzem, a person has to have, says, the Leiv is the most Kodesh Dike Eivel, the most Eivel Shah Neshom Tluyaboy. Everything is based inside the Leiv. Eivel Shah Neshom Tluyaboy. And if a person is Eivel and Lisisna Sachicho Bilvavecha, like the Chofetz Chaim, inside the Leiv, he's Metana the Leiv. All of the Mahus of the person is Tome. Chofetz Chaim is Mamshich. Ad Chofetz Chaim saying it. Person that is Eivel and Lisisna will come to big punishments. Kedeise b'Shabbos. Be'avoin sinaschino merivo b'teich beiso yishal Adam. He gets married, he doesn't have shalom bayis. Ishtoi mapeles nefolim, bono v'bnoisov meitim shem ktanim. Says a person, someone will touch his kid. He fights, he does everything for his son. But he's fighting with people and he doesn't know he's killing his kids. And you don't have to kill your kids. You can make them to be shvach, you can make them not to be successful. When you have sinas chinam, you're causing your kids to suffer. Chofetz Chaim is mamshich. We know Chazal say, Gemara in Yume, Migdash Rishoin, Yipnei Machorev. Avid Ezor, Gila Reis, Vishmichas Domi. Migdash Shein, Nisho Yoiskim, Batoiro, Yipnei Machorev. Yipnei Sina Schino. Nelan Bechosh Shishkulo, Keneged, Shonish Averas. Chofetz Chaim is mamshich. It's one of the worstest averes in the world. Why? Because when you hate someone, like the Chofetz Chaim, it's 24 hours, 7, you hate him. It means every second. You know what it means, a lot every second? Learning is not even every second, yeah, until you say a word. Here, consistent, you just hate. Love, 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 love. It's not one love. Millions of love in a minute. Every second is another love. Chutz, it causes Lashon Hara, Rechivus, all the other Averis. And a person has to know, we have a love, Loisisna Esochicho Bilvovecho. Ba'ishei Nisha Yuhoiskim Batoiro Mipnei Machorev Mipnei Sina Aschino. Say in Shabbos Mevorchim, The hefer from the chum. A person thinks, and I'm thinking it's all of these midas that I want to speak about. Say that, okay, it's very nice. He's looking around here, maybe you'll find a guy that has seen a schinam that it's approaching to him what we're speaking about now. Yeah? No one here thinks that it's speaking about him. Hey, there's one guy that he hates, but it's taki, he's not seen a schinam. Yeah? But no one thinks, okay, it's nice to hear. Everyone is sitting here with a mouth, it looks like, yeah, okay, it's nice there, okay, it's a nice point, yeah. Balagan, a nice point. This is the Atas HaYetzim, Sunu Chofetz Chaim explains. He says, when you want to daven, the Yitzchora is there to disturb you. When you want to learn, he's there to disturb you. Sinas Chinom, you think, not Megat to me. Not a Sinas Chinom, the person. Baal Shein Nishayo Iskim B'teira B'gmulis Chasodim Yipnei Machorev Yipnei Sinas Chinom. Sinas Chinom goes through the whole time. Sinas Chinom goes through the whole time. And if a person doesn't work not to have a Sinas Chinom, if a person doesn't work on himself not to have a Sinas Chinom, he has to know he will have a Sinas Chinom, or maybe he has already a Sinas Chinom. And the Chofetz Chaim says, He wants a little bit to explain, and maybe four examples, why people have a sinas chinam, and how a person is mechuyev to go to work on it, to fix it, not to have a sinas chinam. He says the first reason that people create a sinas chinam is, a guy is rich. You're jealous of him. Everything what he does is successful. He has money. Everyone loves him. He's invited to Shabbos everywhere. Everyone wants to be friendly with him. And maybe it's not like that. And your eyes are popping. Yeah, your mamish can't stand it. You hate him. You can't help it. You smile to him. You know, it's not worth it to start up with him, yeah? But, you know, you're waiting for him to slip, yeah? You know, if someone has to die in yeshiva, you hope it will be him. Azeidos. You'd be surprised. Azeidos. This is the kerach of sinas chinam. Shaila is how. This is one reason. The kind of sinah, you just can't stand it. He's mamish successful. I mamish have nothing in my life. So bad for me. Everything is not. The other guy, just things are working for him. This is one sinas chinam. One kind of group of sinas chinam. A second group of sinas chinam, zakh lechofetz chayim. A person has a business. And the other guy has the same business, and the other guy is better from you. And you feel he's taking away your customers. Chafetz Chaim in the Munav HaBitochon says, a person has a store, and the other guy opens a store in the same street. And a case that al-pi halacha he's allowed. If he's allowed or not, we're not learning Chashem Mishpat now. And a case that you're allowed to. And from the day he opened the store, your business is down, down, and his business is up, up. And you hate him, you either allow the rice like eating chazer. This is no chichabim ovech. But this is the reason people hate. You just can't stand it. He has a better yeshiva from your yeshiva. But he's better from you. He feels he's taking away from you. Third reason, like the Chafetz Chaim, the other guy has a lot of covet. And you, how much you're running after it, it runs away from you. And him, how much he runs away, it catches him. And now you see, every time, what he says, everyone says, wow. Yeah, for no reason. Remember, he says the most stupid comments, yeah? And the Olam think that he's the most clever person in the world, yeah? And by you, how much you say good, every time just no one, this doesn't go, it doesn't catch you. Also sometimes, similar things of Chofetz Chaim says, person has nice midas, and you don't have them. You hate them. Sometimes you know that he has bad and people think that he has good ones. And you just hate him. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, a person has to work and speak to himself. Why does a person have money? Could be two reasons. Either Hashem knows he's the right person to give money. He knows if you will have money, you'll do bad things with the money. Shteyman said once, a person could be a multimillionaire. Comes up to Lama Zagan, he has $100 million. So he has to give $10 million to Tzedakah a year? Why say he doesn't? The man from Yeshiva gets 1,000 shekel, so he gives 100. The guy that gave 100 is doing Tzedakah. The guy that's a multimillionaire doesn't give Tzedakah. The Shemaim will go to Gehenna. So Hashem knows that if you have $100 million, you'll not give 10. So while he loves you, he doesn't give you 100. He knows if you will have money, you'll go to a hotel without a heksher. So he doesn't want to give you that money. He knows you will not know how to behave. Yenem doesn't have schusim to be protected. You have schusim. Or, Zog the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes a bad person has money to eat up his schusim. But there's no reason that one person has it you don't have. Hashem is medaknik. This is a munah. you will believe it, then manifshach. Other, it's good for me not to have. If I would have, it's better for me not to have it. Other nebach that he has. One of the two reasons. But Hashem knows. I guess the Yid in America, I'm suffering. She'en kedug masay. So I call them, how are you doing? He says, you know, I'm suffering terribly, terribly, terribly. And I don't know why Hashem is doing it to me. And I was about to give him a musa shmus. Yeah? And he says, but I want to tell you one thing. I know he means my best. I know he means my best. I know he knows the best. I don't know. I don't think I will never understand it. Why it was good for me, what happened to me. But I know he knows the best, and he wants my best. When you work on that, you can't be jealous of the other person. Chofetz Chaim Weiter. The same thing at Parnasse. No one could take from you. Lo ye'acher odom, the Chofetz Chaim says, Mashigozar lekadem. No one could delay what Hashem wants it to happen to you. We saw in the Achim HaKadoshim. He sold Yosef. Nothing helped. He became Melech Mitzrayim. If Hashem wants it happens, the other person can't take away from you. Why Hashem made it like that? I don't know. It's like, you know, all of the people come to ask a shayla. If they give their money to Talmud Torah, or to Atzaleh, they're being approved because it's 500 ambulances. You know, we saved 5,000 people this year. But other 500 ambulances, so the minute they want another 500 to save another 500 people. With too many Jews. So I said, I know that. What do you think? 500 years ago, there was no Atzaleh. You think more people died? You have to be epicurious to think like that. Avadi, you have to do ishtarless. But what do you think? I'm all before Atzala came, Hashem, that he killed more people, and Baruch Hashem now is out of business, the Malach HaMavis. So if the aloch is that the money Lamoshel has to go to yeshivas, so less people will die. You take the money from yeshivas, so more people, the ambulances will save them. Yeah. Less more people. A person can't take away from you. The time goes by, though. Covet, other he deserves it and you don't deserve it. And if you will get covet that you don't have to get, we'll be eating up your Olam Haba. What you want. When you come up to the Shemaim, they will tell you, but you wanted covet in this world. So we took away. It's a famous mindset, but about the Sefer of Chaim Kanievsky. It's the Isha. I'm saying Chaim Kanievsky could say these things. That was a lady and neighbor that was nifter, and you know, the police wanted to make so because it was the only eitz is that all the gedolim decided right away that we're doing a huge levaya, and all the gedolim, because the whole neighbor came, had like 100,000 people in the levaya. So in the beginning, they promised the police that after the levaya they will give back the body, yeah. But when they saw 100,000 people, they said, you know, if we did this body, you know, who knows what will happen. Something like the biggest rabbits in the world. So after the Levi, one of the Levi's came into the Reb Chaim, to the stipler, or the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he said, Bishem the stipler, I'm not sure. And they asked me, well, this lady was Michal Shabbos. How she was zeichet such a choshev Levi? She was Michal Shabbos. So he said that at the camps, she was in the camps, and there, she had one mitzvah she took care. Every mess, she was moisa nefesh to bring lekever Israel. Hashem paid her everything before she goes up. Finished. Complete. Clean. She comes up to the Shemayim, there's nothing there. This is it. She got it covered in the school. Paying after that. I'm not going down to the Cheshbon. There's a lot more to learn in the story. But you want to Levaya, or you prefer 2 minutes to suffer here upstairs to be, you know, what she could have got if she got upstairs? So the other neighbor thinks, you know, I'm a Shemesh Shabbos, I'm an old lady, I was lifted 10 people in my Levaya. My neighbor, she's platzing, yeah? All the neighbors of this lady were platzing, yeah? We knew who she was. She ate rape, she did everything. And look what Levaya, we know what Levaya we will have. I have to get a tender to get people to be Shemesh to the Levaya, yeah? But yeah, but It's not. To stop to be jealous. About it. It's a part to work on emunah. The second part. I tell you, I was nischazak in it this week. I said, Chumashir, but for me it made a lot of chizuk, you know. It's tkufa. I mean, I start to work on Avas Yisrael, to work on Sinas Chinam, so what, because I'm not Zoyer, what happens in the whole country. So, you know, a person starts to mechazak himself to know what he has to fix. And my father-in-law was here. My father's a choshev here, a shiv from Geitzel, with Avraham Govitz. And they made up as a family event for him. Something very private and relevant, exactly what it was. I was putting a lot of koichas into this event. Whole family came. It was a very big zach. Mamish weeks was put into plan that evening that he came to my house. All his kids came in that. And it was very nisragish, I think, the first time in his life that he was crying and I never saw him. It's called kulatere. And I asked him to say something. Put so much koichas in, all the kids, everyone is going to say something. I'm sure you know he'll say if it's a mimer, if it's something chashu. For my kids to record it, to video it, to do everything, you know. I want to go on the camera. I want to have it. You know, the zeicha. And one of us, I can hear from that going into that. And he said that he sees the achdus, that all the kids got together to do something together. He mamash wishes and davening that this achdus will stay inside the family. Oh, this was the whole story. Everyone looked at him like, you know, this is the thank you. You know, it was so much nachas in the room. Yeah, if he would take a spoon, he could collect the nachas. Yeah, it was different. There was chashev people there. Yeah, you just put a spoon, you could have collect nachas. That's what it looked in my eyes. Yeah, I was sure that the chashev would be like, you know, the Achab the Tzedek says, a father from all of his kids, he wants one thing, that they will like each other. Mishum dekazach. Choshev yid kol kula teira. Never spoke to him with teira. He doesn't know nothing. Chutzim shas and poiskim. Yosho vehofuch. You know, mamash, he's a piece of teira. So the Rebbein Shalem is the same zach. Boni matim la Hashem alekeichem. Chazal tell us, the Pesukim tell us, that the comparison us with the Rebbein Shalem is like kids with a father. If this what a father feels that he wants from his kids, he's not asking them, mitam lechachomim, he's not saying thank you for what I'm happy that you like each other. This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. And this is what is called, in our words, Ahavas Yisrael. I want to explain a little bit. Is the love that arises to hate a person. And you have to work on it. And it's Ve'ohavta l'racha kamoicho, and it's a word that is called Ahavas Yisrael. What does that Avas Yisrael mean? The Avas Yisrael means that while we are together, we bonim anachnu la'Hashem elekeinu, so there's a special reason to love each other. And it's a love to hate, and it's a mitzvah to like. But because we are kids of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and everyone, you know, it's like, in your family, you know, you want the best for your family towards the ganze world, yeah? You want the money to be in your family, the covet to be in your family. In the family, again, you find you want to have it, not your brother, yeah? It's the same thing. Guys come from a yeshiva, yeah? So they want that the guys in that yeshiva will be the most success. Yeah? Inside, they hope that the other guy will not be, and I will be the one. But the even guy in his shir, yeah? Again, he wants his shir to be matzliach. Inside, he wants to be the best, and he hopes that other guys will fall apart, yeah? But again, it's every time my crowd towards the whole world, that in my crowd he hopes everyone else will fail because he wants himself to grow. This is the way it works, Alamo. Klal Yisrael one has to be that we want to win. We want the good for the other person. Like a person will not want that his foot, he will not have a foot. Klal Yisrael one piece. So the Chofetz Chaim says, how you work on it? And the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a couple of eitzes. First he says, a person has to daven to Hashem. that we will like each other. The second thing he says, to dan likav schus, what you would do if you would be him. What you would do if you would be him. How you would behave. How you would behave. You're upset with your chavrusa. He dropped him. But you would also drop him if he would behave like you. So Alamol, a guy comes late for an hour. So chavrusa waits for him to 10 o'clock. I mean, when you come, and you have to wait for your chavrusa, you go out of your mind, yeah? You don't know what to do. Hopefully you notice the guy's near you, yeah? Why you don't feel bad for your chavrusa? When you go, when your chavrusa goes out for 20 minutes, the morning seder, yeah? To count the steps to the building, yeah? He goes out. You don't know what is happening, where he is. But when you go out, not speaking of a guy's thirsty, he's going to die and he has to buy a drink. It happens, yeah? But he comes up and then outside, you know, he meets people, you know, they're doing a mechoa, shalei befonov. He's busy, like, you know, checking what the Eilam HaShmuz think about. Yechavus is waiting inside. Hashchose. Hashchose. I'm not speaking about Bittul Teire. Hashchose. Sometimes, it's mamish, it's mustik. It's mustik. Shmuzing, you know, it's nothing important, yeah? What could be so important? Yeah, those, you see the smiling, it doesn't look even so serious, the conversation. Chavrus is waiting here. You're schmoozing for 10 minutes. Mushchas. Mamish ashchose. Every morning I see a group of mushchosim. Mushchosim. Only if he has a chavrus that really hopes that he will leave. Seder. No, why? The Torah says, is no ava. Chofetz Chaim says it's the same point. Now we have to know, the Ger Tzedek came, he said, tell me the whole Torah. Va'avta l'reacha kamoicho. I'm going to give us a klal godel ba'teire. Va'avta l'reacha kamoicho. I'm going to say, b'ni kol ha'teire regel achas. Ma'ad esoni aloch lo yisasi l'chavroch. It's a big yisoid. Chofetz Chaim says, it doesn't start without avoido. Don't think and say, I'm okay. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, you're wrong. If he doesn't let you to learn, if he doesn't let you to daven, he doesn't let you to do v'avta l'reacha kamoicho. When you're quiet and you're not mixing in with the crowd, and you don't have a reason, Marshall, I don't hate this wall. You hate the wall? So it's a raya tzadik, mishkan tzadik, mishkan rosha, yeah? You hate the table? Yeah, so, you know, kids hate the wall, they bang the wall. I'm like, okay, well, you're a little mature, you don't hate walls and standards. Some people, the people around them are walls. Das nicht kein Reihe, dass die das haben, das ist nicht so chicha bel bavecha. You're not integrating with them together. But you work on it, v'ahav te l'reacha kumoicha, check. You think about the chavrusa twice? You don't think about it. Nicely, Kelly. I thought I heard once a maysa on Adam Godel. A real Adam Godel. He had to go, it was Rosh Hashiva, Nechoshev Yeshiva. And he had to go into the Oitzer. And he knocked on the door. Some young boys there from the Yeshiva having a good time in the Oitzer. And you know, they thought Stam, someone else is answering them. So, you know, they started to say some stupid. He knocked again. They said even more stupid. The kids are. Till someone really told him, you know, the shiva is outside. So they opened the door, yeah? And someone told me that he was there. The shiva put down his eyes, his hands on his eyes, not to see no one coming out. The Tafim Roshiva, he was not the Mashkiach, he was not the Mechalech. Sometimes he needed to see the Mechalech, what I'm saying. Stam to embarrass them. Why to embarrass them? This is v'ahav to l'reacha kamoich. This is v'ahav to l'reacha kamoich. That Rosh Yeshiva is not a friendly person. But it's not his job to be friendly, but he has v'ahav to l'reacha kamoich. There it's measured. There it's measured. I'm telling you, Hashem gave a makkah to Klal Yisrael. We see a sinner from one group of Yidden to the other group. It doesn't make a difference. It's time to us to fix. We're the Bnei Teira. We're in the top of the lead of the Mahalach. We're the closer. We're Shevet Hashem. Could be, for sure, the general. We're only soldiers. But we're in the group. We're in the top group. If you put Klal Yisrael like this, yeah, we're in the edge. You're right. Some people are mamish in the point, and we're a little bit. But in God's Klal Yisrael, we're the ones that are on top. We took on ourselves this work to work on Sinas Chinam and Va'ahavta L'Rayacha Kamecha, to think about the other person. You have to know, it's Nagea to Rabbeim, it's Nagea to Chaveirim, it's Nagea to parents, it's all over. There's no difference. There's no difference. Prisikul Mitzahar is Rebbe. It's not bad here. And that's we know it's covered Rabbi. Think if you would be a Rebbe. You would want your Bochum to behave to you like this? Or not? Think twice. If you would be a parent, you would want your kids to behave to you like that? Every time, every Bochum that comes to ask me, Shilas, you know, my parents are saying, I said, I'm just wishing you that your kids would do to you the same thing. He said, don't coerce me. I said, so why are you doing it? He said, I'm wishing you exactly what you're asking me your kids will do to you. And then we'll go to ask their Rabbeim if they have to say hello to you or not. Yeah? He said, no, don't coerce me. Well, why is coerce me? The Torah says, you know it's wrong. Be a mensch. Not let's keep it up. Work. It's a tafkid. If you want to make karf, say, it's kedai. I think the person has time this week. It's in the back of Avas Chesed, Chofetz Chaim's farm, they have it in the back. It's 5 brokim, 10 pages of the Chofetz Chaim, Avas Yisrael, just to learn it, to pick up. I'm telling you, the Chochmah to learn it and to work on is before you have Machlekes. When you have a Machlekes with someone, you can handle it. You can't stop it. Ezra Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya.